Happy cake day to me. Happy cake day to me. Happy cake day, happy cake day, happy cake day to me. Can you guess what day it is? As if that song totally didn't give it away. It's my motherfucking cake day. Fuck yeah. Oh god. I've come literally and in multiple ways quite a long way in the span of a fucking year. I keep dropping F-bombs like crazy, I'm sorry. But regardless, to think a year ago I was this shy, insecure, just fucking weird little 18-year-old who has blossomed into this still pretty shy and awkward, but very charismatic, bubbly, fucking, I don't even know, 19-year-old. It's really weird. I've grown from an awkward little caterpillar into a very appealing cocoon. Let's say that, because I don't think I've reached butterfly status yet. I'll get there eventually. But god, it's so weird to think about my journey so far as somebody who's been in GWA for a fucking year now. That's really weird. Like, I never thought I'd reach a year point. I figured after, like, maybe a few months I'd get tired of it and wear out. And don't get me wrong, I have had points and moments where I have gotten pretty exhausted and almost gave up doing the audio porn shit altogether, but the kindness, the support that has come my way from all of you has helped me to not burn out as intensely. And even when I knew that I needed to step away and take a break, you guys waited with so much patience and kindness in your hearts, and I need to thank you for that, because audio porn is an intense hobby. There's something that you're not really aware of when you make your first audio or your verification audio or whatever, and that is that you never realize just how crazy, intense, and an emotional roller coaster it's gonna be when you start posting your orgasms and your sexuality to the internet. I've not had very many bad experiences, I'm gonna be honest. I've had a ton of pretty much positive, fantastic experiences. I mean, I've gotten my slew of creepy fucking PMs. I've gotten my slew of dick pics and really stupid bullshit like that. But, I mean, it never takes away from the overwhelming positivity I receive, whether they be in the form of comments and praise on audios, or PMs by people reaching out and telling me that I've made an impact in their lives somehow. I mean, I don't know how me whimpering and orgasming into a mic impacts somebody, but to know that it can impact somebody in such a positive way really means a lot. Growing up, I kind of raised myself on porn. Can I be honest and say that? So, for me, porn isn't necessarily something that just titillates and arouses. I mean, it does, but it's also kind of a comfort thing for me. So for me, a lot of my security blanket entertainment is actually porn, which is probably weird. Now, that doesn't mean that I watch and consume it like 24/7. I'd say I consume it closer to 27. But, I mean, ultimately, to know that I can have the same effect that porn stars and things like that have had on me in my most lonely, dark moments is honestly really fucking amazing and very moving, you know? Not only that, but I've made friends! I've made friends and friendly acquaintances in the lovely world of GWA, and I did not think that our orgasms would unite us to be friends and to be friendly with one another, but what do you know, sex makes the world go round, I guess. Orgasms make people happy, and I guess we spread our orgasmic happy drunkenness to one another all the time, and as a result, is a positivity insanity, I guess we could say. I don't know, it's just, I've grown and changed a lot, and it's not just because of all of you, it came from within me as well. It took me to have the strength in myself to realize I need to grow in this or that way, and it's been a long, painful journey for me to make a lot of the changes in my life that I've made to become a better person. Whether that be distancing myself from people that just were not helping my life go in a better direction, or whether it be me ultimately realizing some intense personality flaws or what have you, or learning to love myself despite difficulties with my body, for instance, also. I've learned a lot of very painful, intense, but very important lessons through my communications, not only in GWA, but because of the smattering of love and support from GWA, I've been able to take a lot of these self-reflected moments and apply them to my personal life. Did any of that make any sense, by the way? Because I'm, like, kind of in an emotional haze, so anything I'm saying right now is probably a screen of what the fuck in your heads, so I'm very sorry about that. But, regardless, I still need to work on the apologizing habit thing. I do it way too much, way too often. I need to not do that. Oopsie poopsies. But, ultimately, I want to take this time to thank you guys. I know I've done this a couple times, but I figure it is worth it, so I shall. I want to thank you for many intense orgasms every night. Maybe not every night, but most nights. Thank you so much for making me a sweaty, panty, disgusting little mess of a whispers. I really appreciate that, but not only that, but thank you for distracting my mind from loneliness when I'm sitting in the team speak. Thank you for listening to me, you know, for people that are in the team speak. Hi, team speak people. Thank you guys for always listening to my babbles about that one thing I'm super fucking passionate about, because I'm a fucking nerdy little whispers, and sometimes I just need to explode my excitement onto other people. That sounds really sexual. I did not mean it that way, but it's okay, because I would gladly do that too if I could. Thank you for just being you. Thank you for sharing what makes you the sexual being that you are. Thank you for putting your turn-ons and your desires out there, because one's person's desires lead to more things in the world, and the more we spread our passions and our wants and our needs, I think the more peaceful our world might become. Which might be kind of weird to say, but that's what I think. If we can apply all of that openness and forwardness into our own personal lives, I think it will do a lot of good, and speaking for myself, it's done amazing things. So, thank you guys for supporting me, and I hope you will continue to support me from this point onwards. So, thank you guys so fucking much. I love you all incredibly, and I'm looking forward to making you guys come with me and making you guys feel connected more to me and things like that. I sound vaguely egotistical and narcissistic probably saying that, but yeah. I love you guys. Thank you. And I look forward to another year in this wonderful, crazy little community.